Could you, as in you yourself, drive your organization's brand? So often in PR, people stay in the shadows, right? You know, as a journalist and broadcaster, I was front and center, especially when I presented the Drive Time News. But as a PR, often people don't even see you. We're hiding in the shadows or behind our organization or behind the person we're representing. But could developing your own brand help your organization's brand? That's certainly the case for my good friend Dominic Walker, and I wanted to play another small bit from that catch-up chat that I had with him last week today, because he really sums up in it how you can use you to drive this. Now, if you're not from the UK, then some of these references you're about to hear might sound a little bit alien. Dom is talking about sports teams that he's involved in, and in his case, it's soccer or football, whatever you want to call it. But for you, it could be basketball, it could be ice hockey or cricket or anything else that's going on in the local area or the city or community that you're in. There's lots more in here, though, than just talking about sports. I hope you find it really interesting. This is part two, then, of my chat with Dom. Listen, Dom, I also want to ask you about, in a sense, your personal brand, because obviously, in a way, you've developed that because you've become the face of these videos. But also, you've done things like the Burnley Football Club, which you should probably explain for people listening from around the world what that quite means, because football in itself is going to get confusing for some people. So tell us a bit about that and how you've enjoyed that and how you've developed that as a bit of a personal brand too.
Yeah, well, it's strange because I always say to people that things in my life happen by accident. So just taking a step further back from Burnley Football Club, I became the announcer for Warrington Wolves, which is a rugby league team, two codes of rugby, rugby union, rugby league. Warrington Wolves are a rugby league team. And the call, I was working at a radio station at the time, call came from the commercial director, which essentially went, look, my match day announcers got injured. I need a match day announcer for this weekend. Will Dominic do it?
And so this is someone who is going to speak on the loudspeakers throughout the stadium?
Yeah. So so pitch side on the microphone, reading the teams, reading the try scorers, all of that sort of that stuff. There wasn't really an opportunity for me to say no to that, because I think it was, look, we need somebody, you are doing it. So that I was going to cover for two games, and then I ended up there, I think 12 or 13 seasons. And again, Burnley Football Club, you know, came by accident. I was asked to cover one game, which was, I think, about eight seasons ago, which was Burnley versus Bolton in the Championship. And since then, I went up to the Premier League with Burnley as well. So, yeah, absolutely. Pitch side, you know, you're talking about the... I'm doing the microphone just in front of me as well, which is very, very graphic, isn't it? Your pitch side, you're announcing the goal scorers, you're announcing the teams as they come out as well. I suppose the best bit of the job is that you're in the middle of the two dugouts, the two technical areas as well. So you can hear everything that the managers are saying to the players, everything that the players are saying to the managers as well. So it really is a unique view of a football match.
Do you see any crossover benefit from that, from the the inside man as well?
I suppose what's interesting is that I get involved quite a bit in sports law as well, so being within a sports club, you understand the inner workings of sport a little bit more than you might if you were just an individual from the outside. So from a commercial sense, I think I understand football clubs a little bit better. But also it's good because, you know, it's profile raising. It's, you know, people buy people, don't they? And if you could go to an event and say, oh, by the way, I'm the pitch side announcer at Burnley. If every business person in the Manchester area didn't know my name, but knew there was a lawyer who was pitch side at Burnley, they could very quickly find out who I was and get in touch. So I think from a profile building point of view, I think additional extra things like that are wonderful, really.
Yeah, you've got an instant connection, haven't you? It's like, yeah. I was saying on the show last week that I was on holiday in Sardinia, and I ended up talking to this person working their laptop a couple of tables down from me in the cafe, and they were a defence journalist, a defence correspondent, and we got talking about pilots' helmets, because a friend of mine supplies the helmets to the new Top Gun movie and all this kind of thing. And it's like, it's these human connections. It's when you're trying to work with people and it's not trying to pitch them something or sell them something. It's that's where the real relationships get built, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think you go down a dead end if you try and sell something to somebody. But whereas, you know, if you sort of say, look, you know, give me a call. If I can ever help, let me know. Then that leaves you open to people just giving a call and just getting in touch with you and going out for a coffee and that sort of
thing. It's gentle PR, isn't it? There's another couple of things that I really want to ask you about. And the first one of that is, you know, you've seen so many things over the years, like I have as well. And it's like, I'm always fascinated by ideas which people have done that have really helped their organization or them connect with a bunch of people at once. And I always love asking people this. Is there something that has stood out to you? One idea that you've seen over the years?
There's one that we actually did when we launched a breakfast show. Now, when I tell you this now, we'd be able to do it in today's times with hand space and all the rest of it. But right. When we launched a breakfast show a good few years ago now, we decided to go for a record attempt for shaking the most number of hands in the shortest period of time. We were never going to succeed, by the way, because I think the world record holder literally lined people up in a sports hall and just shake hands. So, but what we were doing to promote the radio show, we went around different workplaces within the broadcast area. And actually it was quite funny because we went into the BT call center. There's obviously hundreds, if not thousands of people working there. So great place to go in and meet people. And at that moment, we went into a room and there had been a training session being given about how to deal with people, how to be more positive, more warm towards people. And I didn't know this, but I knew somebody who was in that room. So we went in, hello, you know, how are you? I'm Dominic, I'm the breakfast show presenter, shook hands with everybody, went out, and the trainer said, that is what I was trying to get across to you.
That was lucky, wasn't it? But what a perfect moment.
So a little timely interlude. So I think that was quite a good way of, you know, literally just going and meeting people. And I suppose you can translate that into any form of business development, can't you? Going and meeting people, talking to people. There's no substitute for that.
Isn't it? I did hear one the other day, and I can't remember who it was, but they said that they were, was it their team were going to buy, they would, if they were going for a coffee in the morning, they would buy the person behind them in the queue a coffee.
Oh, that's great.
I thought that's a good one.
That is a brilliant idea.
Uh-huh. I don't know what came of it. I mean, I remember hearing the idea. I think it was on a podcast I heard it on. But yeah, but it's exactly the same sort of thing, isn't it? It's about creating a nice, warm sound, but a human connection. I like that. The other one I really want to ask you,
in my radio days, if I sent out a demo, I'd always send a little gift card for a coffee and say, look, here's my demo, have a coffee on me, and send a little gift card.
Oh, that's a good one too. Right, final one I want to ask you about is the future of PR, because, you know, when we were starting out in PR, it was all very send a press release, and, you know, it has changed so much. I think there's still, it's interesting when you look at like the division between what is marketing and what is PR, it still seems to be that so many PR people think that PR is just press. Mm. And it's like, to me, it's like public relations is about your ability to connect with more than one person at once. And marketing is great for looking at data, but PR is about that human connection. And it's, to me, I just think that there's a much bigger role now for PR than has ever been. But I'm interested in what you think on that.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I've got a friend who works in a PR agency and was working for a client recently. And the client, the in-house PR person for the actual client, didn't know how to write a press release because, you know, it's all about social media for a lot of people, isn't it? It's about getting tweets out there, getting Facebook posts and stuff. So it's interesting that the up and coming people in that sector may never have written a notes to editor at the bottom of a press release.
Yeah.
Sat there and put some quotes together and that sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think this is the way it's going. I think podcasts and YouTube videos, you know, are a great way of getting across your point, connected with people, but explaining it in a human one-to-one way. So, you know, maybe it wasn't video that killed the radio star, the Buggles says, but it's podcasting that brings it to the forefront and reinvents radio and YouTube channels, reinvent, you know, what we once did back in those days.
That's a really interesting point about people actually not knowing the answer. I always find this fascinating with this podcast, is that I see public relations, as I say, as much bigger than selling press releases. And yet the episodes that get the most most listens are the ones about press releases and are about approaching journalists. Mm. And that kind of surprises me a bit, because I just think that PR has changed, but maybe people don't know that press stuff anymore.
No, maybe. Well, I think you're right. I think the up and coming breed of PR marketing type people, you know social media, but don't necessarily know the press. They wouldn't know to pick the phone up to a journo and say, look, I've got a great story for you. What do you think about this, this, and this? And the journo coming back to you and saying, yeah, I'd love to run that. Can I have an exclusive on it? Absolutely. As long as you'll run it, you know, as a splash, we'll give you an exclusive, and they're done. But you're right. I think the up and coming PR people probably don't know that. And actually, you know, video and podcasting probably is a great way of getting your message out as well.
Mm. Yeah. Dom, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for letting me record some of this today.
You too, Rich. Great to speak to you. Great to catch up with you.
You know, yes, Dom has a good background in radio, but many people in comms, I'm sure you do, have something unique about you that you've done, you know, whether it was even going back to your university days. But there's always things that as comms people tend to be involved in, even if it's like helping out with local associations or helping out with the school or sports teams or whatever it is, you know, college sports, whatever it is that you're involved in. So you want to be asking yourself, from what I'm getting from Dom, is what strengths do you have as a person that could pull your organization forward? You know, this is all interesting for me because my background, as I think you know, I've been involved in communications in different ways for decades. I've been a journalist, broadcaster, news, new media creator, European level public relations, and now I'm in communications technologies, a product ambassador for podcasting at the company I work for. And the talks I did recently in Portugal and one coming up in Las Vegas are all helping to build my organization's brand, but with the personal edge of me delivering it, as me talking about it from the heart rather than as a corporate entity, as a face entity. So it's fascinating to hear what Dom said. You know, maybe we don't quite want to go down the sort of Will Smith route of personality like I was talking about on Monday. If you missed that, by the way, my breakdown of his latest apology video and how we can use that for our own crisis PR, check out the last episode. But if our organizations are willing to add a human face to what they're doing, perhaps we could be driving it more effectively than if we just hide in the shadows. All depends on the organization, of course. Some organizations you don't want to be fronting. I've added a few more thoughts on this, by the way, into the next newsletter, which you can sign up to at thepublicrelationspodcast.com, thepublicrelationspodcast.com. Right, what have we got coming up next week? I had planned to do a news day, by the way, this week, but I'm just completely out of time. So I'm going to be back next week. I will try and do a news day next week where I look at the day's news as it happens to see if I can find an opportunity for you to get involved with in the media. I'm very much focusing on the website at the moment. I really want to get this new website underway and get some of the resources and some of the items from the show into there in a practical way that you can use. So that's kind of a bit of my focus. So that's a thought for today. Could you, as a person, help to drive your organization's brand? It's worth thinking about. Speak to you next week.